favorite classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Moon 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
This is it, geese. Time to lower the altitude.
But why, Dad? It's harder to fly down there.
To get a bird's-eye view of TC trailers, son.
TC trailers?
Look, there. Over 300 trailers on the lot, including goosenecks. They have more parts than we have feathers and a full in-house repair shop. If humans aren't pulling a TC trailer, son, they're not pulling their weight. Fly in or visit tc-trailers.com.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Ethan was just 16 years old when he gave that interview.
Yeah.
My, how times have changed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but even back then, he's still...
I mean, he's 24 now, but he is so wise.
That's what
beyond
I mean.
His years. I mean, it, and part of that is the fan. I mean, kudos to his parents and his grandparents, because he grew up in a family that gave him the opportunity to be that well educated and to grow that well and encourage that. So,
yes, and cool. including. Your young folks in your operation is not always easy, but
no.
That's what you get when you do. Yeah. Somebody that's as knowledgeable as he is.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's pretty awesome. I don't know if you're aware, it's my least favorite day of the year. Today is April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Just not an April Fool's Day fan.
It's just another day to me.
For me, that's the way I want it to be.
If people want to go out on a limb, go for it. Most of the time, it's not as funny as you think.
There you go.
It's
more irritating.
It's not so much irritating as it is, I'm sorry, but most people's humors are not developed enough to make it worth my time.
Some historians believe.
Bad,
no, I know. Some historians believe April Fool's Day originated in France in the 16th century, back when some people still marked the start of the new year on April 1st. So there you go. That's how it kind of all started. It's also, it coincides with International Fun at Work Day. So I guess
it started out pretty good.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. It's still early in the day.
We need to bring Ethan back if we're gonna look at it that way.
We also need to thank our sponsors, by the way. We appreciate them for helping us bring you Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, Clinton, Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, Jerry's Body Shop, Layden's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marshan's Window Tinning, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Now, in celebration, we'll call it, of April Fool's Day. Liz has put together some big deals that she says are no joke. So this is the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
You can get all kinds of things at welovebigdeals.com, or you can just go to Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. American Porkers, you can get a $10 certificate for $5 today. you can get, you know, the kids will be out of school, believe it or not, not all that far away. Mm-hmm. Or if you have somebody that has a birthday party, Hoosierland Roller Rink, our friends over there, you can get a group pass and skate rental for up to 10 people. It's a regular $50 value for just $25. Great for birthday parties, or maybe you just want to have a family get together, or maybe you just want to have some fun and you want to take some of your friends with you. You can do that with that. Also, Prep and Go in Michigan Town. It's a $10 certificate you can get for $5.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah.
So, gotta love those. I have them hanging on my fridge.
I do too. I go see and Kay and Rosie there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's gearing up for her big anniversary celebration.
Well, and I'll be honest, my son likes them because he likes to pick up the ones that are frozen because they do put meals in the freezer, like little, I call them entrees, entree meals. And he picks those up and takes them to work.
Mm-hmm.
And has him for his lunch. He works nights, and there's not a whole lot of choices when you work nights in a factory that, you know. So he takes those, and he can warm those up, and he has a really
nice meal. They keep adding
things
over there. They keep adding all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I like getting my milk in a glass jar.
Oh, they've got a club sandwich that I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm. A couple of other things happening if you're in Burlington today. Tonight is the Joint Park Board meeting. That's at 7 o'clock at the Burlington Community Park. That's tonight. Also today, it's kind of a rainy day. I feel so bad for the kids at Clinton Central for early learning roundup today because it's so rainy, but you know, we can't control Mother Nature. So you do have a chance if you have little ones or grandkids or whatever. Today is Clinton Central's early roundup day. Then tomorrow is kindergarten roundup. I can't believe we're talking about it already, but it is the season, so you can check out those things as well. Also, don't forget that tomorrow, April 2nd, is Frankfort Curbside Care. There's no appointment for this, by the way. This is from the Pregnancy Resource Center, but if you know somebody that needs some supplies, no appointment needed. You just drive up, and they'll bring out diapers, wipes, and other available baby supplies, and that is happening tomorrow. Also coming up this weekend, the Clinton County Fairgrounds is having their cleanup day. You know what that means? The fair will be here before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, Melissa's already started thinking about the fair, so.
In more ways than one.
I know, I know. The fair cleanup starts at 8 a.m. It's a community service day, and I haven't seen the weather forecast for Saturday yet, but hopefully. Is it rain for Saturday as well? Well, we'll see how it goes. But they are asking to bring work gloves, rakes, a great attitude, and they'll help pick up sticks, cleaning up around the buildings, and preparing for upcoming events. And so that is happening on Saturday. Also Saturday, the food drive, and this is with the Rushaville Lions Club, 8:30 to 11:30. Oh, that's not the right date.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's next Saturday.
That's the wrong one. That is the following Saturday. This is also this Saturday. This is happening at the fairgrounds. Thank you for correcting me on that, by the way. If you had storage items, RVs, boats, motorhomes, whatever.
Basically the winter storage.
Winter storage program at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. This Saturday is the day that they're moving things out.
Yep.
So don't forget to do that.
Just be careful where, depending on which barn you're stored in, please be careful of the 4-H kids that are going to be out there helping clean up as you're getting stuff out.
8 to 10:30 are your times on that. So it's not a lot of time. And if you can't make it or whatever, you need to make arrangements with somebody on the fair council. But it is this Saturday from 8 until 10:30. Boy, Easter egg hunts. Oh, man, Mel, if it rains on Saturday.
Well, Saturday you also have at the fairgrounds is going to be busy. They're doing cleanup. They're getting everything out of storage. And they also have the Frankfort Indoor Market going on at the Edward Jones Building. So at the 4-H Building from 9 to 1. So if you haven't got your like baked goods, that kind of stuff, for your Easter celebrations, great time to pick that kind of stuff up because there'll be plenty of that there. And all kinds of crafts and stuff. So maybe you're still looking for a few things to stuff eggs with, or if you're like me, you still do baskets for the adult children. You know.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we have several Easter egg hunts that are coming up over this weekend, too. And again, I don't know how they'll do those with the forecast. So I will tell you this. MJ will get these posted, and she's already had some of them up on the websites, Clinton Carroll and BooneCountyDailyNews.com. So you can just look for them there. And we'll do the best we can keeping you updated, depending on what the weather does. But I think they're probably just going to go for it regardless of the weather. Because how do you reschedule that stuff? So just plan on
dressing for it,
you know. And yes, you might have to dress your little one up in something warm, but it's going to happen anyway. And then they're having a flower sale. You want to talk about the flower sale?
I haven't even read the flyer for it, but yeah, they're having a flower sale. The Clinton County 4-H, it's time to buy your flowers again, especially if you're an avid one like most of us, to pick up your flowers. This time, though, they are going to have petunias as well. Geraniums are $2 for a single or $25 for a flat. There's 15. You save $5 if you buy the flat, but there's 15 flowers in each one. The same goes with petunias. There are 18, I believe, in the flat of petunias, but this is new, is having petunias to go with the geraniums. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I mean, if you're like me, you use the geraniums for the height.
Mm-hmm.
And then you use the smaller flowers, or you know, petunias will bush, but they'll also sometimes they'll hang a little bit too, and you put those around the taller flowers and fill your pots that way. So but you need to get your orders in as soon as possible. And if I remember right,
I could not see an order by date, but I see a pickup date, but I don't know when you can order by.
The sooner you can get them ordered, the better. That way they can let the grower know exactly. I mean, they already have some reserved, but it's just in case they need more than what they already have reserved. So get those orders in as soon as possible. Again, $25 for a flat, $2 for a single plant, and that's for either one, for geraniums or petunias. All the money goes back to the local youth of Clinton County 4-H, and you can order, if you go to the website, you can go to the Facebook page, Clinton County 4-H, Clinton County 4-H Indiana. Make sure you get the Indiana in there. 4-H page, you can scan the barcode, and you can do that as well. They've got the QR code there, but pickup will be in May. You do need to pay for these, check or cash. You cannot use a card, so you'll have to stop by the fairgrounds or stop by the office, the extension office, and pay for them. So, but yeah.
You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. If you have questions or comments today, give us a call, 659-3338. We would love to hear from you. In the meantime, I've always wondered about those open concept offices. They're not my cup of tea, and it turns out that they really do not, that's not a good vibe there. Not only does a lack of walls at work totally ruin your productivity and motivation, but a new study finds that those wide open spaces make it impossible, get this, to avoid the office bully. They found that sort of environment breeds the kind of ganging up you'd find on shows like Real Housewives. According to the research, at least with your own office, you've got a place to hide. We still have office bullies?
I don't know. We have office teasing in our office, but we're not bullies.
I don't feel like we're bullied here. No, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, bullies. But I don't it's feel like though, we bully anybody.
We do have an intercom system, but most of us don't use it. it's yell down the hallway, so, you know, which makes it more fun.
Yeah, Dayson has great ears. A little while ago, I just said something about Dayson. She came in and she said, what do you need? I'm like, ears.
Well, she's used to Sam and I yelling back and forth, you know, and yelling across the hall. I always have to turn, because I have the radio on to monitor everything, sure. And I always have to turn the thing back down so I can hear the conversations between, because the kids have a tendency to say stuff and see whether or not I catch it. So
we should have asked Ethan about this while he was here, because there's a new poll that finds many of us are influenced when making financial decisions by our horoscope, with more than 1 in 3 making life choices based on the quote advice, including financial decisions.
You know, back in the 70s, I saw a lot of that, but I don't know if I see a lot of that now.
Do people still even talk about their horoscope much?
I hear people talk about their star sign and on the astronomical side of it, wanting, you know, thinking it's fascinating to find their star sign.
Sure.
You know, that kind of thing. But I don't hear anybody talking about their horoscopes.
Yeah, that used to be a big thing. Remember that in the 70s with mood rings and things like that? Oh, the mood ring.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a mood ring?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I had a mood ring.
I had one. Nobody wanted to see the color it was. But yes, I had one.
No, I understand. Well, a guy in England woke up as blue as a Smurf. Remember the Smurfs?
Mm-hmm.
He rushed himself to the emergency room. And even they'd never seen someone that color still alive. But his circulation and body temperature were normal. Then they swabbed his arm to take some blood and the color wiped off. That's when the guy went from blue to red. That was from embarrassment, of course, realizing he'd slept on his new blue sheets without washing them first.
Oh, man, he must have had a really good dream.
I was going to say.
Never mind.
Wow.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere with that. That started to go far.
That started to go south very quickly.
Yeah, well, it wasn't south, but it started to go.
Now, I was surprised about this, too. Some of us, when you're looking for a new job, some of the same parents who used to pester the varsity coach to let their kid play are now calling up bosses to, quote, help get their grown-up kid a job.
Oh.
According to a new corporate study, 1 in 5 job applicants actually bring their mom or dad to the interview, which has started a new trend. Job posting disclaimers that forbid parents from showing up.
Oh, man.
One boss said, if you cannot have an interview without your parents being involved, this is not the place for you.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but those children and those parents both need to be slapped. Are you kidding me?
Lord. I don't know who's, but the kid didn't stop the parent from coming, and the parent didn't say, no, you need to do this on your own.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, wake up.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. Jeez.
Are we over-controlling parents at this point? I mean, are we creating a society of that?
My kids got to be 16, and it's like the only thing I helped them with was their studies when they wanted to do their classes, get their class schedules figured out. You know, if they needed help, they asked. But otherwise, we try to stay out of it for the most part.
I just mean in general, as a society, are we creating kids that are so reliant on us? And I don't know.
I hope not. It could just be different families, I guess. I don't know. I got grandchildren that are so independent, it's scary.
Yeah, it's like one extreme or the other, right?
Yeah, and one of them's two. You know, it's like
those are called the terrible twos.
Terrible twos is not the word for this child. But anyway, yeah.
What makes Fremont, California this year's happiest city in America? Same thing that made it number one last year. The place has among the lowest rates of depression in the country, probably because almost every household makes over $75,000 a year. That would help. It's also got one of the highest life expectancies and daily leisure time. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
The same Wallet Hub study ranks Bismarck, North Dakota, and Scottsdale, Arizona as second and third happiest, while Detroit, unfortunately, came in dead last.
Ooh.
But I wonder what the cost of living is out there in California.
Is high.
Yeah, because I was listening to Dave really Ramsey high. Yesterday, and he was talking to somebody from California.
Oh, yeah.
And just the cost of living out there.
Yeah, my brother and his wife lived out there for work for a while, and then moved back to the East Coast where they're at now, and it's like, he says, like night and day, because they went from the East Coast to the West Coast and then back to the East Coast, and he said it was like night and day.
Oh, I believe that.
Unreal.
That's what Dave Ramsey said. He's like, you need to move. And the guy's like, oh, well, I hadn't thought about that. And he goes, you can get a house for what you're paying now that's way bigger not living there. So
do you know that Indiana is number one? There's a couple of surveys or a couple of actually it was research study in the whole United States. Number one to live in because of cost of living and work availability, even though we have extremely low employment rate, you know, unemployment rate, it's still one of the better places to find housing and affordable housing.
Sure.
In the country.
Yes, and housing went up even, and we're still among some of, and you know, there are so many places looking for employment around here. So if you are looking for a job, give me a call here, because we have several people that are looking for some help. So if you're looking for a job, let me know, 659-3338 after the show.
It's Wednesday, and we're getting very, very, very close to Easter time.
Yes.
And I know that you have grands, and I have grands. Do you guys hide eggs?
We do.
We
do an Easter egg hunt. I don't know if they're really hidden. We make them run for them, or we put them places.
Do you have trouble finding things to put in those eggs?
No.
What do you put in your eggs?
Well, some have coins, like money. Some have like a dollar bill or two. Some have candy. Some have little gift cards to eat. Like some of my kids like Starbucks, and some of them like McDonald's or Chick-fil-A. I mean, just different places. So we sometimes little toys. If there's little cars, like when the boys were really little, we'd put Matchbox cars in some of them, and just a gamut of things. What about you?
Pretty much the same.
Candies.
Or close to. I mean, we try not to do too much candy. I try to stay away from that as much as we can. But it does get hard to try and find things when you have a large age span.
Yes.
Which I know you do too.
Yes.
In yours. But I got online just for the fun of it to see what I could find. And I found the top list.
Sweet. What
do
you have?
Things to put in. I didn't know these are still a thing. I remember them back when my kids were in school, but backpack pins, just like the little trinket thingies you put on backpacks, temporary tattoos, which
the kids loved those when they were little.
I know.
Remember those temporary tattoos? You just thought you were all that when you got a temporary tattoo.
Sidewalk chalk eggs. Remember those?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done that when they were littler.
Yeah. Sidewalk chalk eggs, punch balloons. Now, we had those when we were kids.
I hadn't even thought about that. Yes, that's a good one.
I had forgotten about it. I had forgotten about it.
Can you still get those? I assume you can.
Yeah, you can still get them. I could just see Itty Bitty. I could just see her taking that and beating the crap out of her sister. But anyway, marbles. They talk about marbles, but do kids even really play with marbles?
I don't know if they do as much anymore.
I don't know. My grandson did, but he's almost 16 now, but the girls, I don't think I would even attempt it. Embroidered patches. The kids still evidently like patches to put on stuff.
Stickers. I used to put stickers in there.
Yeah, stickers is on here. Friendship bracelets.
For little girls, I could see that.
Yeah.
I have only grandsons. I don't have any granddaughters.
Yeah. Magnets. Okay. Hot Wheels, of course.
Yes, did that.
Pencil tops.
Oh,
erasers,
yeah.
Fidget toys.
Definitely could see that.
Yeah, I could see that too.
And some of you mean you can even get on the little chains now, that you know, so that they can put them on their backpack or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Or clips.
Of course, mini bubbles. Bubbles are always big for that. But rocks and minerals. Do you have any kids that are interested in that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or arrowheads.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I've got two little boys that would not know what to do with themselves if they got an arrowhead in there.
Yeah.
But we find it more fun to walk out in the field and look for the arrowheads.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the way with that. And we fly kites.
Oh, we haven't done that for years.
We do kites. The kids all get kites. See, and
I have to caution the kids going out through the yard from all those mole holes we were talking about.
Yeah,
earlier. Watch your ankles, boys.
We go out in the field. We go out in the field and fly. Of course, not going to be able to do it this year, but yeah, we go out and do that. But yeah, LED light, little LED lights.
Yes, that is something the teenagers love, and that's one of the things that I think Trinity Hope and some of those places ask for when they're doing Christmas for teenagers, are those strips of those LED lights.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
But I thought that was kind of interesting, you know, trying to navigate from a 2-year-old up to a 16-year-old.
Yes, and we switched. Everybody gets their own color of egg. That's how we know, okay.
We're doing that this year because Itty Bitty is big enough to hunt eggs this year on her own. So we're going to, and she knows her colors already. So that's what we're doing this year. We're going to do the colored Easter. Everybody gets a color.
When we learned that made it a lot easier. And then we still do a golden egg. Everybody gets one golden egg, and it has like a bigger prize inside.
Yeah.
So it might have like a $5 bill or something inside.
We're doing that, but
the oldest ones, because we have different age groups as well, but the oldest one likes, he I asked him if he wanted to help hide the eggs this year, and he says, "You mean I don't get to hunt?" And I said, "No, if you want to hunt, you can hunt. That's fine. You can hide the eggs for the littles."
Yeah.
"And then we'll let your dad and your Uncle Ross take care of you." He looked at me like, "Oh, no." But then but he likes scavenger hunts.
Yeah, scavenger hunts are cool.
He likes finding clues,
mm-hmm.
and then finding a basket,
sure.
with all his stuff in it. So,
yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Easter coming up this Sunday. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, hard to believe. We're going to have the Easter Bunny. If you have questions, keep
What's
that
Easter
number.
What's Easter Sunday look like at this point? Let me look here. Easter
it's
Sunday.
It's not looking the best in the world.
Really?
But.
Yeah. High of 49. So our little Easter dresses are, and it says windy.
Yeah.
So it's going to be cold and windy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, keep the number handy, folks, because 765-659-3338. The Easter Bunny is going to be here on Friday at 9 o'clock. Not going to be in house. He's going to be on the phone because, of course, he's trying to get ready for Sunday and probably trying to make sure he's got a good pair of boots that don't leak. He's going to be on the phone, and you can have your littles call in, or you can call in too if you have a question for him. I've had some adults bring up some pretty good questions too.
And here's something for you. Coming up on Friday, we will be giving away another one of those 4 packs of tickets, mm-hmm. to the Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites. These are good through the end of the year, but you talk about a great Easter present for some kid.
Yeah.
How about a 4-pack of tickets? We'll be giving those away Friday.
Or even a family. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a four-pack.
So you can take the kids and go enjoy that. And
take the grandkids, whatever.
That would be great in somebody's Easter basket. So we'll give that away Friday right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.